the kesha. In the world of koyches hanefesh, in the world of tzuras adam, the morale is three categories. There's the guf, there's what he calls the nefesh, which corresponds to the koyches of emotions, midos, etc. That's what the morale always calls nefesh. And the third dag is what he calls seichel, which is kind of above a physical mitzvah, and kol kuloi of a different type. In other words, when something happens to a person, so the seichel is, it calculates coolly what should he do. The nefesh of a person gets very furious and upset and outraged and so on. So the seichel is higher than the nefesh, but the nefesh stimulates the guf because it's closer to the guf. So just like the mashal, you have an architect who has plans for a building, but the foreman is the one who actually gets the workers to put it up, because the foreman has much more of the seichel of the, is closer to the workers in his mitzvahs, and that's why his shulten is oilam ha'maisi k'shulten. So a nasi is someone that is menusa and above everyone. Melech is somebody, the Rambam talks about levavo is levava am. He is of the am and runs the am mitoichai. The same thing in Kodesh Adam. Seichel is able to, let's take a person's, something happened to a person. Somebody insulted him. Somebody did him bad. So one chelik of the person, the chelik of nefesh that he calls, which we would call broadly emotions, is able to rally the entire guf. We're going to not stand for it. We're going to get revenge. We're going to back to him and v'chula, get all the koyches working with Mesiras Nefesh. But the seichel is able to think of the problem in terms of chol different than this world and come up with a higher eitz, a better eitz, and so on. So you have two manhigim, nasi and avezdin. It says b'nefesh kisechta. So Chazal say amusham hanefesh nesuna b'makom ha'mishpat v'hiyotis b'makom ha'mishpat. Nefesh is in the makom ha'mishpat, it comes to makom ha'mishpat. Lekach tavi karbon, that's why it has to bring the nefesh specifically, the one bringing the karbon. Ve'ein l'harach b'makom hazeh k'davar chachma mufla. So this nekud over here of the nefesh being akin to the mishpat is tvar chachma. He says it says the same chazal over there. It says that the Torah says barasi nefesh makom mishpat, and she was choita and so on. Let's talk a little bit about this and understand this. What does it mean that the nefesh has been makom mishpat? The world of mishpat is shayach on the crossroads of two mahalchim. In other words, in a world that's kulei toiv, there's no really makom mishpat. Not only because people don't have averes, makom mishpat is when I'm being my mahamid zeh mol zeh. You did something in a world where there's an exchange rate, where there's evaluations, where two worlds meet together, a dollar and a euro. How much is the dollar worth? What are the euro? If you give me $5, you get back 4 euros. If you did this, you get this. The mahalach of the nefesh and the mishpat are both the mahalchim where the world of chet and mitzvah shayach, more chet, obviously, and it is the makom where mishpat demands its nekuda. So the nekuda where you have one vis-a-vis the other is the world of mishpat, and that's where nefesh express itself. A person gets roused up emotionally when there's a clash of different things. Whenever there's a tension, you know, so-and-so did a terrible thing. Terrible. That's something that is shayach to that makom. So the mishpat and the nefesh are of the same world. And that's why, that's where the world is kapar and so on. The neshama, or the seich, what he calls it, is betzim above chet. A, it never participates in chet, never gets hashtat really in chet. The seich just is ignored when a person does an aveira. And also the demand for mishpat doesn't lie there because it's not of that world. You'll understand how the first zug gave Musa, Daimor Musa and Tignas Agamri. Can Tignas Tikin Adam Atzmoi Be'avu Be'yira? And then again, he goes through the procedure. He's going to come back again to this Nekud of Avdezdin and Nasi. And he's going to say that Antignus was mitaken the person himself with Ave and in Yira, in the progression. The Azugarishan, the Tavir Azugarishan, Tignus Adam, should deliver Adam Atme Bava Bira. The Tavir is a considerate word. Can I check Nasir Bella's Hilo Begimel de Musa? Hashem Shechim La Tayre Shel Akoyim. So, you know, they built the Divrei Musa from the bottom up. The first thing was Torah. Ki kol gimel dvarim in asher zegdoyla him netakin ha-Torah v'aseichol b'mishpat divrei Torah mitzvot ha-Torah shedvarim el koilu b'kol ha-shrach la-Torah v'ha-Torah ha-kol ha-metzias ha-kol ha-oilam. So the first, the asher zegdoyla told us three things about Torah because the rock bottom of everything, like it says in Chazal, Torah was created before everything, so the rock bottom of everything is Torah, and you have to netakin the metzias of Torah. V'achakach shimon ha-tzadik came netakin ha-mudei oilam. I guess if using a Marshall building, it's on top. So next step is to have firm pillars on which to rest a world of Torah. So Torah, Gimamudim, the Adam Atzmai, V'chakach Zuga Rishon, Bol Atakin Beisa Shul Adam. She had demon myself for Adam as Adam Atzim called Dovak, which Kasabno, there's a Seder, the Emes of Birve Safiplay. So the Seder of Tikkun lies always from the bottom up. If a person has a house that's shaky, he has no. I'm sorry?
Hello? Hello?
One moment. Well, yeah, one moment. You have a mahalach of tikkun that starts from the bottom upwards. The mahalach of tikkun is it, just like a person has a shaky house. You can't imagine that you start fixing the outside or the top before fixing the bottom. You definitely want to make sure that the tikkun starts from the bottom level and you go up to the top level. I want to add side point on this nekuda itself. This nekuda that you're supposed to start ticking from the bottom up, via seder, from the yisoy to the naf, and not the other way around, v'chulu, all of that is, I guess, the basis for the real avodas Hashem, that the Bala Musar and the Bala Das have been attacking for us to put down a firm foundation for the hemshich. What is not clear is, it says the Marshal, Chitzainius is mashpi on the Pnimius. We tell people to do something, Maisa Mitzvahs, even if they're not holding by it. Should a person not do the other things, shouldn't he start with the bottom and work his way up to the top, the way he's saying it here? Why do we tell a person to do small Maisim, Kilu Chitzainium, and neglect the Pnimi? What use is it? Like if the Moshe we gave was right, that you start with a house, you start from the bottom, and then Kamen Seichel says it, that you don't fix the roof before you haven't fixed the pillars that are holding up the house if there's a problem, and the foundation if there's a problem, so why by a person is there a mahalas differently? The answer is it's unique to a person. In other words, not always can you get to the shayrish and start up. So in a house, if you can't do that, then you might as well raise the house. There's nothing to do with it. But when you're dealing with a person, you have, Lamarshall, different treatments in medicine where you try to stimulate the immune system to work by itself. So if you send in some sort of other infection and that awakens it, it the male attacks this as well. In a living organism, there's responses to the outside. A person who's laying in a deep coma has a problem in his brain. But we don't know how to do brain surgery to wake up the brain. So if you give a person if you stimulate him from the outside, a very strong smell, a noise, words that are familiar, whatever it is, it sometimes stimulates the brain into starting from itself. Any mitzvah that has in itself that type of inyan, there is a makom to stimulate from the out the in. I say that b'etzem a person has an neshama. A neshama is a loikai, and it's very, very kasher HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. I need to stimulate it. To work directly on the neshama is not always an easy one. But if I stimulate it from the outside, I sometimes steer the neshama panimius, and that's what helps. Masha'in came when you're talking about, like over here, the Mishnayos, where you're talking about being attacked in the klal, stelling of a klolim, putting down the right mahalach is definitely from the bottom up. Now, he's going to explain the midas of the midas that go into a nasi and Av Bezin. A nasi is someone that is lamala, Vanasius, who is Remus Milo. O Misha Nothla Shemisberg is Remus Milo Ugdula, who Oyeva Shemisberg Bishvil his Remus Shunasha Shemisberg Elof. Ain't the Oyvedrak me Ava. In other words, the Metzias of Ava is in the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Touch the way the Rambam says it. When a person is misbeinim in the gadlus of the chachma Kadosh Baruch Hu, a person has a tremendous cheshek to become close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The hisraimimus is the sensation of how good it is to be close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's the goodness and the positiveness of the darga that you're holding on to. That is the nekuda of Israimus. So that Mida was Ava. So that's why his Musa was Ava Hashem Yisbarach. Avraham Avinu was called Nesili Kimasechenu, and it was Avraham Oyavi. Vav Bezna Shumi Mun Aladin, Shalakach Nikav Bezdin, Umusa Shalai Alayira, Ikashem Yidosei Din Yeshla Yira. So the darga of the mufla bezin of the avbezin is to be the one who is memuna on din, like I said before, and that's the midah of yira. It also has to do with where his nekuda is. Yira is the sensation of how far you are, the sensation of the difference between where you are and where one could be. Here is the sensation of Chilul Hashem falling. That's shayach to the melech who's betoich ha'am. You find it also in Manhigim Kaisel. You find tzaddikim that are so elevated that they don't even dare that it's shayachet. There's a it was a personal account of somebody. One of the Gdolei Talmidim of Slavutsky, I think it was at the Yakov Michal Weinberg. I think so. I'm pretty sure it was at the Yakov Michal Weinberg. He had a kfiz with Naftali Amsterdam. And he wants if he got Tav Mincha. And he went to ask Naftali Amsterdam, so he asked him, Kilo, what's a tikkun for not davening Mincha? So Naftali looked at him and he said, I mean, you obviously mean you didn't daven with a minyan, you mean. I mean, it's not thinkable not to daven Mincha. I mean, your shayla is, you didn't daven with a minyan, what to do? He was embarrassed because he had taken not daven Mincha, and Reb Naftali had said it like it was not davening Mincha, the equivalent of somebody who had swallowed a chazah sandwich and reminded himself that it may not have been kosher. Like, I mean, what does it mean a person did not mincha? So he was so. The end of the story is he went back to the Alta Sabotka. I don't know if he told the Alta or someone else. He told the Chav who told the Alta. The Alta was very upset, and he told him to lie to Naftali Amsterdam that you have to go back to him and tell him that you lied and ask for mechila and so on and so forth. Kitzur, he was devastated. And he went back, and as he was going up to Naftali's house, another Talmud, the Alta, came and told him, the Alta said that it's enough, you don't have to go up to Naftali. That's his mind, that's Rabbi Yochil's mind, about the Chinuch of the Alta and so on. But at any rate, a Yid like Naftali wasn't misugal to understand that a Shayach a Beria without Mincha. He wasn't part of this, the Matthias around him, and Mela, there wasn't a Makom to, he didn't deal with Chet. The lower one deals with the people. It deals with the physical reality, and b'meila it's in the world of chet and oinish and tikkunim and so on. That's why he gives more midas hayuridic type of musa. Shebaldin yorei penyaber v'yasadova kenegra yiro. A baldin is scared that he's going to do something. Ulefikah ha'av bezn musash lo yiro. V'yiro em v'dvorem shem ikrim gedoyle ma'oid krev lo adam. K'moy beifash adam shem korev lo adam. V'af im loye medar ba'anosi v'avtse shpoch gamri. V'av bezn v'yiro shem shpoch gamri. Even though not perfectly that he speaks only about having speaks only Yira, they call him Anofim and Shach Bava Yira. Each one, the Inyana they say, have a Shaykhis to each one is a branch from Ava Yira. This is a Kazuga Rishon Yoyz Miyazes Rechlan Oidvarim Koyim Ligami Bava Yira. Achash Antignes Yitzaycha Koyil Bebusash La Ava Yira Biyachat. If you say Elov Lahir Lizug, Vayakoyil Ava Yira. Vazug, Ashahoya become Antignus, Musa Shlom Gamkin Be'avu Be'yira. Korobal Divna Antignus. So it's using Antignus' words. I explained before, there is a Knage of Av and Yir in each one. Vazuga Sabar Machag Yisra Fekim Sh'evu Be'lahoyt of Av Yir. So by and large, each group goes a step further, like you said before, but each one maps out the Av and the Yira a step further. I want to add one more kenach about this. The midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we speak of Av and Yir and so on, they go through the entire gamut of Avodas Hashem. That's why it's a lot of times hard to, you know, it's kilo, people say first Av, then Yir, first Yir, then Av. The end of everything, there are pillars that go through at every single floor of the building, from top to bottom. So the order, the progression of the mezugas is a progression at what level they're talking about, and there's avenir going through the entire progression. Shemipnesho oyev Hashem is baruch oyev mitzvoisiv lases kichol ha-sheitzaveh. Vayir agilam shlo yasechet, ki misha yor ma'ache yorish lo yavet varav. Lefika nikras yikar yoschet. The very famous Ramban that says that the mitzvah's essays come from Ava, which is supposed to come from Yira. The truth is like this. The teva of Ahava is stimulus. When a person is filled with Ratzon and Cheshek, it mezaris him. In other words, it brings out Pu'ula in a person. When a person is scared, he freezes. The teva of Yira is that the person withdraw and so on. So, Avos Hashem also means you keep Averis. If you really like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you wouldn't, if you really like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't have Averis either. But the point is, the etzim Avos is a stimulus to do, Yira is freezing a Srachkus and so on. Because the Rambam says Grishon Divya Tignes, Shaimei Vehi Moer Shemaim Aleichem, the Rambam says as follows, Kvo Bo Betoira HaMitzah B'Yira, Vu Omra Es Hashem HaKev Tira, Vu Omru Chachamim, Avoid Me'avu, Avoid Yira, Vu Omru, Vu Ha'oi Eb Lo Yishkach Tov Ima Shehoi Lasais, Vu Hayorei Lo Yase Dov Ima Shehuze Ma'asaisai, Ki Le Yira Mevoi Godel Vitzah Lo Yisasi. I said, we don't have this in our Pirshon Shayas, this quote, but he basically is saying that Ava makes you do something, Yir makes you not do it. Harei lecha mevua, kadvorim shesh lasis tluim ba'ava, uma shaloi lasis tluim ba'yira. Lefikov tim tzikad nozo yamaz al asiyah v'abez ma shaloi yasi. Ushneim or Yupoim the Takin of Echod, avoid the Sashem is Borosha, the Ave of Yira. We spoil the Chodiv and Zuga Zesh, we have been as of Yes Echon Isha Shalayim. Let's talk about one more Nakuda here. He's saying that the essays and Losas is one is totally in Ave, one is totally in Yira. It says the Rav Hutna has a piece somewhere, Tavaldik Shtickel, where he says the very first Nekuda Nebriya was Akash Baruch Hu said Yehi Rokia, it says Rokia was Nimtochim Vahochim, until Akash Baruch Hu said die. So action and inaction, or better yet, stopped action, are both the pillars of the Briya Mitzad the Briya. The Briya could not exist if there was no action, if there had not been any Yehi Rokia, and the Briya could not exist if there was nothing that cut Yehi Rokia off and stopped it. The Briya sits on the fact that you have both a Maisa Asiya and a Maisa of Atziris. Av and Yira together both make like the Zadavavir, this week, etc. It's because they did avoid and didn't stop that they were Nisraf. Both ends are, you need both of them together to have a Mahalach of Kiyah. Okay, any questions?
Yeah, two things. First of all, we say that with the Zugais, there's the Avbezdin who Shaykh to Yira and the Nasu Shaykh to Ava. And by Antignus and by Shimon HaTzadik, the Deris beforehand, they were able somehow to be kolel both of these midas within themselves, which I would have thought perhaps is more that they were, because of the greatness of those peoples, they were able to be kolel both of those things together.
Right, they were more stylistic, yes.
But if we go even further back to the Avos, so then we find again that, Yitzchok is specifically one midah of Yira. I mean, obviously he has everything, but Be'ikra, he's Shaykh the Yira.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, when we go further back to the Avos, then we see this Ischalkus that, Avram is Shaykh to Ava only. He comes to Shlemis, but he's Be'ikah Shaykh to one of the Midas. So, it seems a bit of a strange Seder that with the Avos it's one, then you get to the Shimon HaTzadik it's one, and then you get to the other ones, and it's.
Okay. In these Inyanim, the Ischalkus is the stages as well. For instance, I'll give you a muscle. if we can talk about the people who are Miyasat Torah in America, and they're godless, and the people that came afterwards are lower, then I could talk about the people that were Miyasat Torah in California, LaMarshall, and even though he came still later, I could talk about kids that were Miyasat, the first class of Amakim, and everything they brought with it, and so on. So even though the person was Miyasat Torah in California, or the kids were Miyasat Torah in a particular school, are much later than the other ones. But the fact that the Miyasat brings them back to that type of Nekuda. In other words, Avraham Yitzchak is already Mahalchim within the world. Adam was called the entire world. Noach was called the entire world. Avraham already is a beginning of a building of something specific. Shimon HaTzadik and everybody, they're the beginning of the building of Torah Sheba'al Peh. So they start out with a Klolius and go al Prat. Avraham Yitzchak were already Pratim after there was 2,000 years of a Briya, almost. And it was and now they're coming to be Miyasat specific things. So in that Nekuda, there was this Chalkos. That's possibly a Teretz.
Mm-hmm.
What desire is there in coming closer to Hashem with the middle of Yira? And you talk middle of Yira.
I mean, what desire?
I'm saying, in an Avo, there's a tshuka to come to try and understand the middle of Hashem. That's the Avo.
Okay. Let's give a marshal for that. I have an Adam Gadol at Moed. And there's a little 4-year-old that plays with him. It's a very, let's say, Adam Gadol with, who's playing with a little kid, with a 5-year-old grandson, 4-year-old, 5-year-old grandson. And for the kid, it's just another person playing a game with it. I remember one of my children, he's very friendly, especially when he's young, and he must have been 6 or 7, maybe an 8, and he lived in my mother's house, and Chaim Graiman came to visit. So Chaim Graiman is a brother of my sister-in-law. Of my mother-in-law, my mother-in-law's brother. And the Chaim Graiman is definitely very imposing and kind of very matlaima. He's got a very direct look and a very, very firm person. And he says what he has to say. He came to the house, so nobody there but my son and my mother-in-law. He said, my son came over and asked if he'd like to play with him, Chamesh HaBanim. And he said, yeah. He sat down with him on the floor and he showed him how to do the different tricks and the backs and the forwards. And so on. When he left, I came later, my son said that there was a very nice uncle who he was able to teach really how to play very nicely. Now, someone else comes in, and he's completely a ghost of Chaim, a taste. Who's closer to that person? My kid, who had no sense of, it's not the pachat, no sense of recognition of what we're talking about, or the person who is in awe of what he is. In between those two, the person who's in awe is definitely much closer to him. He inherits him. He understands him. The third matter could be somebody who's on a darga himself, where despite the fact that he's in awe, he wants the kirva and to learn from him and so on. He's a mevater on his own sense of awe and to get yelled at to be able to learn from that person. So it actually comes in different. It comes in different darkness. Here is the perception of what's going on here. The Brisker Rav was close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was by far, far, far close to any of us because of his sense of imminence. It's a sense of Dalef Emita Oimet. Don't you see? Don't you the hair? In the sense of closeness being where you have to first inherit, you're not close unless you inherit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I couldn't Shabbos. Wednesday we can still take a Shabbos. It's still ready to week, so a good Shabbos, Kultus.
Can I ask Rebbe, did the disc come in the post?
Yes, disc came. Thank you very much.
Okay, very good.
Pleasure.
Kultus. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.